I think I was probably the first and only person on television ever to breastfeed their child standing next to Big Bird.
Buffy St. Marie has made herself at home on Sesame Street, and she's at home in a lot of other contexts as well. For almost five decades, Buffy St. Marie's been a singer-songwriter, activist, artist, and educator. And on her first album in 13 years, Running for the Drum, Buffy's also exploring some of the diverse places she's been making herself at home musically, like her native Saskatchewan and New Orleans. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, this is Rita Houston. Buffy St. Marie's made almost 20 albums since her beginnings on the early 60s folk scene, but until recently, it had been a while since we'd seen a new one. That is until last year, when she released Running for the Drum. Buffy recorded Running for the Drum in her home studio in Hawaii and in France, but the album's sound is from all over the world. Even features a little help from Taj Mahal on the tune, I Bet My Heart on You. Of course, with someone who's been making music since the middle of the last century, there's always a lot of history. When Buffy St. Marie stopped by Studio A to talk with FUV's John Platt, she told him that she thinks that history is still relevant. And, of course, they talked about Buffy's time on Sesame Street.
That was great. Sesame Street had originally contacted me and asked me to do what Stevie Wonder and everybody else in the world does, you know, count from 1 to 10 and say the alphabet. And I said, no, I don't have time for that. I was involved in other things. And I said, but have you ever done any Native American programming? And they said, no. And they said, we'll get back to you. And they called me right back. They said, boy, would we like to do this? So they did. But to their credit, we not only went to Taos Pueblo and, you know, other Indian issues, but they never pigeonholed me or stereotyped me as a Native American person. We did very, very beautifully written, important things on sibling rivalry, on breastfeeding. It was a wonderful experience. For 5.5 years, I was on Sesame Street.
Sat beside a beaver dam and watched the winter grow. Ice was hard with little tracks appearing on the snow. Fog is in the valley now and all the geese have gone. Across the moon I saw them go and still this love goes on and on. Still this love goes on.
Many of us first knew you through the protest songs, you know, now that the buffalo's gone, America, tis of thy people, you're dying. Mm-hmm. Did you feel like part of a movement at that point yourself?
I did. You know, I had just graduated from the University of Massachusetts, and it was such a special time. They had been having this war for years that they swore they weren't having. The student movement and the student voices would get together in coffee houses, not in beer bars. It was caffeine, not alcohol. There was an innocence about it, but there was also kind of a similar feeling to what is developing because of the internet and because of world music. It was like that was the first time around for world music. We were all interested in the music of, you know, Delta blues, flamenco, English folk songs, Native American, everything. And it's only now, I think, that that's having a second chance. And part of it, I think, has to do with what it was about then, communication.
He's 5'2", and he's 6'4". He fights with missiles and with spears. He's all 31, and he's only 17. He's been a soldier for 1,000 years. He's a Catholic, a Hindu, an atheist, a Jain, a Buddhist, and a Baptist, and a Jew. And he knows he shouldn't kill, and he knows he always will kill you for me, my friend, and me for you.
Buffy St. Marie, live with Universal Soldier, Canada. And Still This Love Goes On and On. Her new album is Running for the Drum. Take 5 was produced today by Nora Flaherty. Check out the complete interview online anytime at WFUV.org.